Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome to Positive News Now. I'm your host, Gail Nowak, and today we're speaking with children's author, Kelly Carey. This spring, Kelly released her debut picture book, How Long is Forever? She also is the co-founder of the blog 24 Karat Writing and an active member of the Society for Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. The Evangelical Press Association has honored Kelly with the Higher Goals Award in 2008, 2009, and 2015. Her award-winning magazine fiction stories have been published for more than a decade in Clubhouse Junior, Highlights for Children, and Girls World. Today, Kelly is speaking with us about the power of joint marketing for authors. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi, Gail. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. So why don't we just start with you telling us a little bit more about you and what inspired you to become an author?
Okay, so I am a children's author and I live in Massachusetts. And as you said, I've been publishing children's fiction in magazines for 15 years. But my debut book just launched this spring from Charles Bridge Publishing, and it's called How Long is Forever. And it's also illustrated by a debut illustrator and a fellow Soaring 20s member, Ching Zhang. And I jokingly tell people that I became a children's author because I stink at math. So the universe was trying to tell me, hey, pick this path. And really, it's just stories were inside me, so I started working on them and started down this crazy journey, and now books are out there, and my words are out there, and my stories are out there.
That's great. That's great. So you mentioned the Soaring 20s high-flying book debut community, and if I understand it correctly, it's about connecting authors and illustrators and readers and librarians and teachers, and it's like this really great community for the creators, but then also the consumers of the creation, right?
And so yeah.
Can you share a little bit more about this?
So these debut groups have kind of been an organic thing that have started to pop up, and there's been a New in 19 debut group, and there's a Debut Crew 2020, and our group is the Soaring 20s High Flying Book Debut. And basically what we are is we're 36 members with 36 books launching. They were supposed to originally all launch in 2020. Things happen in publishing, so some folks' books have gotten pushed to 2021, but they're sticking in our group. And it's really just a way for us to joint market. I can go out there and market all I want for my debut group, but I get a lot more buzz and a lot more energy and talent if I pull all of the resources of all these folks together. So that's basically what we're doing. We're pulling energy and skills to help each other market our books.
I've met authors throughout the years, and some of them are just magnificent promoters of their work. Yeah. And then I've met others who really, like, they just want to focus on their craft. They don't really feel comfortable marketing and selling, but I mean, that's how you get your books out there, right? So
right.
What are some of the common myths and misconceptions that authors have in your experience about marketing?
So I'd say a couple of things. I mean, first of all, I think that probably a greater percentage of people who write kind of do tend to be introverts. It's kind of this perfect safe space. You're alone with your computer and your book, and you can just write. So this idea of having to step out of that comfort zone and market doesn't necessarily come natural to a lot of authors. That's not true of all of us, but that is true of a lot of us. And so I think you asked me what the biggest myths and misconceptions are. I think the biggest one is authors and illustrators believe that publishing companies will market your book and you don't need to do anything. And certainly, you know, you can opt to do nothing. And I personally think that is a huge mistake. And I think it is incorrect to expect your publisher to do more and be more enthusiastic about your book than you are. So at the very least, if you want the marketing and sales team of your publishing company to be excited about your book, then you need to show them that you are excited too and you're prepared to be an active teammate in marketing your book. So if you want to just sit back and relax, you can pretty much expect them to sit back and relax. And if you want them out there hustling and peddling for you, I really think you need to be out there hustling and peddling for yourself. I think the biggest thing in that is you need a social media presence. You just do. I know that not everyone is comfortable in that. So pick the space that you're most comfortable with. You need a place to send folks who say they're interested in finding out about you and your book. So you need a Facebook page, or if you're a little more adventurous, a web page is even better, a Twitter account, some place where book buyers and bookstore owners and teachers and readers and librarians can go to learn about you and your book. And it's kind of going to happen organically. You're going to be out and about in your community and people are going to say, oh, Kelly Carey has this great book that came out in April. You should go check it out. And the person they're introducing you to, you to, is going to say, oh, that's great. Off, go find it. Well, no. It would be so much better if you could hand them a business card that has a website or a Twitter account or a Facebook handle so they can actually find you. Or even better, say to them, hey, give me your email and I'll put you on my email list and give you information. So I think the misconception would be believing that you don't have to do anything, believing that you don't need a social media account. And the last one I would say is, your marketing efforts need to start way before you have a book coming out, mm-hmm. and long before you even have a book ready to be published, right? Yeah. I feel strongly that if you want the community to support and invest in you, then you need to authentically to support and invest in them. And that's something you can do from the minute you decide to write a book. So go to workshops, join groups. I'm part of that Society for Children's Book Writers and Illustrators, which is kind of like the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. I mean, that's the group you want to be a part of. Locally here, I belong to the Writer's Loft in Sherburn, which is fantastic. And I go to their conferences. I go to their workshops. I go to launches for other people's books. And when you go to those events, you are a sponge and not a sprinkler.
I love that. Great analogy.
You are going to soak up information and to learn. You are not going to just chat about yourself and what you have going on. That's not the point. So build those relationships from go.
Yeah, those are all really great tips. And I'm so glad that you brought up the publishing company piece of it, because that's definitely something, you know, when I've worked with authors, there's kind of like this base level of support. And yeah. One of the things that I've told a few of the authors that I've worked with, particularly on the public relations and the media relations side, is that they really need to step into a leadership role with that function of their marketing. They really need to step up and own it. Yes. And not rely on the publishing company. And typically, sure, they'll be willing to put out a press release, but it's all positioned around the publishing company and not so much the author. And usually, like, I've had instances where my author clients would say, okay, this is the press release the publishing company put out. And I'll be like, Okay, we need to flip this around. Yeah. They need to be at the bottom. You need to be at the top. But I think that a lot of, you know, well, I don't know about a lot of authors. I'm sure experienced authors understand that concept, but I think independent authors and newer authors, I think that there is sort of this reliance on, okay, well, I'm working with this publishing company, they're going to push my book. And I think exactly what you said, it's kind of like, well, it depends.
Yeah.
Well, and you have to be your own advocate for it.
Right. And I think you're making a really important distinction. The publishing company has bought your book, singular, but you're in it as an author for a career. I want to market me beyond this one book. So, well, yes, the publishing company and I are both pulling the oar in the same direction, that it's in both of our best interests if this singular book does well, but it's in my best interest if I, as an author, make a presence for myself and do well. So yeah, I also think, especially for debut authors, you know, it's your first time working with an editor. I've worked with editors in the magazine world, so I know they're real people and they're not scary, and it's okay for me to talk to them and ask questions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as a debut group, it's the first time I'm dealing with this editor and this publishing house, I think sometimes you can kind of get intimidated and feel like, well, that's a stupid question, or I can't ask for that. And my advice would be, ask.
You know, ask. I mean, you don't get if you don't ask.
No, right? No, you definitely have to put yourself out there. You know, I kind of came up with what I thought would be a good activity guides for classrooms to go along with my book. So I kind of mapped them out. I hand sketch them and then fax the pages or scan the pages over to the publishing company and to the publicist over there and just said, hey, you know, I had this idea. What do you think? Now they created them in-house.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
But it never would have happened if I hadn't pushed that forward. So I think there's a difference between pushing forward and being pushy.
Right.
So yeah. Push forward. That's fine. And they're excited. I mean, they're thrilled that if it helps them sell the book, it's great. Now they can say no and take, you know, they say no. Okay. Thanks.
Right.
Yeah. I also asked them, my book has a blueberry pie kind of running all the way through it. And I found this company that would make blueberry scented pencils. I thought, oh, that'd be awesome to hand out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to order like 500 of them. So the cost is above what I was thinking. I wanted to budget for that. I did ask the publishing company if they go in halfsy with me and they're like, no, debut author, maybe next time. So fine. Fine.
I love that though. So this is another thing I wasn't really expecting to bring this up, but I love how you're thinking creatively. And this is another thing that I've seen with some author clients, thinking creatively of how to not just craft your book and market your book, but how can you package it that makes it even more appealing to the audience and even more appealing to your publisher as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So I love that, you know, it's thinking about it in a broader way, you know, whether you've got multiple, I know we're talking kind of about debut authors yeah. here, but if you've got certain books, if you have more than one book and there's a way to bundle them together, or like you were mentioning, like the activity pages, or if you even have like I know an author who has a book and then she also has an activity book, coloring book that goes along with it. So really being, it's fun, right? Like it's fun to think of different ways to actually package what you're producing.
Yeah. I mean, and I think, you know, authors, they're creative people to begin with. So
right.
this is just kind of a shift in the lane a little bit. And I think also, I think it's really easy to almost be apologetic, like, oh, I've written this book. Would you buy it? And I think the trick is
right.
not to be thinking about yourself as an author with a product, but right. instead be thinking about who's my reader, who's really going to enjoy this. I'm giving you something that I know, you know, mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, I know you want to share this with your the kids in your house and your grandchildren. And I know I've got something good that you want. And if you approach it from that angle that, hey, I've got something I know you want and I'm going to help you, I think the mindset is a little bit easier to market. I just do. I see, you know, I'm not begging you. I'm not asking you. I'm not giving you something you don't want. I'm
right.
just showing you that this is something that you want. And now I really need to focus on my reader. So how do I make them happy at a book signing or a book reading? And how do I make teachers happy and librarians happy? So it's making it easy for them.
Yeah. So how does the platform, the Soarin' 20s platform, make it easier, especially for authors who and illustrators where this is kind of new territory for them?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think one of the biggest things is, especially where it's new territory, with 36 of us, we're all coming into this with our own connections and our own skill sets in terms of marketing. So definitely pulling all those skill sets together. A prime example, we've got a great website out there, and I could design a website, but I certainly can't come up with the amazing graphics that the illustrators who are part of the Soarin' 20s High Flying Picture Book debut group can do. So you know, Abby Cushman and Greg Green Barrington are two of our members. They're illustrators. They have created this logos for us. And when your book actually launches, they've created this wonderful little Instagram post that goes out on Instagram, and they formatted it with the eye of a graphic designer and an illustrator. I would have had to have paid someone so much money to do that. And they just did it for me. The other thing we're doing is we're pulling our contacts to get guest spots on different kidlit blogs and websites and Matthew Winter's children's book podcast. And well, I knew some of those people before my book launched, certainly didn't know all of them. And I don't think I would have gotten an invitation to be on their blogs or their websites were I not a part of this group. So it's that collective energy that's helpful. I also think if you're a debut and I walk in and say, oh, it's my first book, you know, I don't have any other books, I think I get a different look than if I walk in with a sheet of paper that says, hey, there's 36 of us, we've all this energy, we've got all these books coming out. I think that the librarians in the bookstores and the different influencers that are I'm approaching are a heck of a lot more excited than they would be if it were just little old me with my book.
Right, right. Yeah. So can you share some specific examples of kind of some of the benefits and or results that the authors are enjoying by using this joint marketing strategy?
Sure. So one of the things we're doing is we're doing library outreach. So I am going, I have a relationship with my local librarian. So I'm going to my local librarian and saying, hey, you know, these three members in our group just had books launched this spring. Can you please purchase the books for the library? Very easy for me to do because A, I already have a relationship with that librarian. I'm a patron of that library. I cannot do that with a library in Texas, Virginia, California, and I sure as heck can't do it to the library up in Canada. We have one member in Canada. But we are doing it now for each other. So I'm getting access to libraries and librarians that are going to purchase my book that I never would have had access to. And they're buying multiple copies in some of these libraries. Yeah, so that's impressive. The other thing we're doing is we are advanced reviewing each other's books and posting those reviews on Goodreads. So perfect example, Sierra Murr, her book actually published early. So she came out in October of 2019. And she, before her book even came out, had 30 of us review her book on Goodreads with like 4 to 5 sentences. We rated it. So people had a sense of what was going on with that book. And she had a rating now for Goodreads. And then she gets, we transfer all those over to Amazon and to Barnes & Noble. So before your book even launches, you end up with 40 positive reviews of your book.
That's
never
great.
Would have had that. Never.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that right there to me, that's golden. And I know we're talking a lot about marketing and outreach to readers, but I do think there is great support that we're offering internally to each other. It's scary. It's our first books coming out. We have newbie stupid questions that you need a safe environment to ask them in. And so our little closed Facebook group is a wonderful, safe environment to ask in. You know, like, hey, I've got my first classroom Skype visit. I'm really nervous. What's, you know, you guys help me out. I need a pep talk or give me some best practices. That's invaluable. It really is. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, having that community just for the mindset support and the confidence and all of that is absolutely brilliant to, you know, it can be isolating, right? Like whether you're an entrepreneur, an author, anybody that's kind of out on their own doing their own thing, it can be really easy to sort of feel like, oh, I'm just out here by myself and I've got all these questions and I don't know who to ask. So I think it's brilliant that you're part of this community that's supporting each other, but then also cross promoting each other as well and supporting each other externally. So
I think it's very true that, you know, friends and family can certainly be supportive of endeavors like this. And I have, you know, critique groups that I'm in, but they're not in their debut year. So you're sitting in this really unique seat. So when things happen, the only people that really understand the pleasure and the pain of these things that happen are the people that are sitting in that same rowboat with you.
Right.
We just had one of our members, she had completely freak out because her publishing company was absorbed and she lost her editor.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Like her book is like 2 months away from launch. And she, at that point, when this announcement came out, now all of a sudden has no idea whether her book is coming out. When I tell you that she needed our couple of days of uncertainty, she definitely did need our group. So yeah. And only our group would understand that.
Right.
What that feels like.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. So when it comes to debut authors, what do you think is the most important question they should ask themselves when it comes to promoting their book?
Okay, so I'm going to give total credit right now to Colleen Reardon at WildLink Marketing. And she has an online platform for authors about marketing. And her thing is to take this behemoth of marketing and the scariness of marketing and narrow it down to one soulmate reader and then market to that one person. And I think that that kind of takes this huge, nasty kraken of a beast that you feel like you're approaching as a debut author and brings it down to like a little goldfish in a bowl, which is so much easier to take care of. So I think that my advice would be to really fine tune who your reader is. And by that, I mean, and we're creative, so we can do this. I mean, create your reader character. Like, you know, it's her name is Susie, and she lives in a rural town, and she likes reading stories about girls who play soccer, and she plays soccer, and her best friend and her make friendship. Like, really, really, really think about who is the person, exact person that's going to know and love your book. And then think about, okay, how do I find her? What is she like? What kind of things do I need to offer her? And if you focus it down to Susie, so much easier than, oh my God, I have to talk to librarians and bookstores and all these bloggers. And no, just talk to Susie. So my advice would be, the one question that you authors need to ask is, who did you write your book for? Who is that person? And do you know that person?
Yeah, that's great advice. Because it's so much easier to wrap a strategy around that once you know who that ideal reader is.
Yeah, you don't need to market to everybody. You will eventually. I mean, I guess you'll eventually market to everybody. But if I market just to Susie, I'm going to collect a bunch of other people too.
Right.
Like to Sam.
Yes.
So my focused efforts are going to be more impactful. And I won't hyperventilate.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be kinder on you as well.
You can definitely get lost. And the other thing that can get lost is the time as an author that you need to still be giving to writing the next book. Because really, the best marketing thing I can do is work on the next book. Mm-hmm. And I can't get so lost in marketing this book that I don't save any time or energy for that.
Excellent. Well, before we wrap up, is there anything that the listener should know that we haven't yet covered?
I guess I would just say a couple of things. I'm going to encourage folks to check out the wonderful books coming from the Soaring 20s. So you can find us on www.soaring20spb.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at Soaring20spb. And we've got giveaways and Skype visits. And if you go online to our website, we've got a place there for authors and illustrators who might be interested in starting their own debut group about how we got started. Kristen Larson, who's kind of our wrangler, wrote a whole piece on that. So please pull that down. Use that as a resource for yourself. For teachers and librarians, there's a great spot on our website for Skype visits that our authors are willing to do, and news on all of our books and what's coming.
And how can people find out more about you, Kelly, and your books and your upcoming events and projects?
Yeah. So I have a website. It's www.kcarey.com. So they can find me there. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook. And I definitely have bookstore events coming up at Unlikely Story in Plainville, Massachusetts, and Silver Unicorn up in Acton, Mass, and Belmont Bookstore. So my events are all on there. I love the opportunity to Skype visit and read my book with classrooms. So yeah, check me out online, and I'd love to connect with you.
Until next time, remember, be your best story and share your positive news now.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.